My kids come first. My family comes first. My job is too demanding. I just can't afford it. I don't have the time. These are the common things that people say when you tell them that they should take care of themselves or they should engage in self-care activities. Now, self-care means taking care of yourself so that you can be healthy, so that you can be well, so that you can do your job in a better way, and that you can help and care for people in a better way. And this concept of self-care, if you think that you're hearing more about it these days, then that might be true, because the indicator through Google Trends is saying that since 2015, the amount of searches on self-care has almost doubled. Self-care is a fundamental aspect of being a Muslim. It's not just about boosting your productivity or living a positive life, but it's also a way of showing Allah Rabbul Izzah gratitude for this precious gift that is given us in the form of our body, in the form of our health, in the form of our wellness. And many of us get too engrossed in the hurly-burly of life that we begin to neglect ourselves. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal faragh." Two favors of Allah which many people squander, and that is health and free time. We need to value our health. Igtanim khamsan qabla khamsin. Value five things before five things. Your youth before old age, your health before sickness, your wealth before poverty, your free time before you are preoccupied, your life before death. In this age of Instagram and social media, very often when we talk of self-care, then it has become synonymous with indulgence in massages, facials, fancy products, boutique workout classes, and lavish vacations. That all sounds great if you have tons of disposable income. But for most of us, you know, spending serious cash on self-care isn't just realistic. And self-care doesn't have to cost you anything. It's just about doing things that you enjoy. And a lot of the things we enjoy or feel fulfilled with cost us nothing. Like stepping outside and taking a deep breath, for example, that may be the greatest act of self-care for you. And there are numerous benefits to self-care. Number one, it helps you to manage your emotion more easily. That if you don't have a solid self-care routine, you're more likely to fall apart when disappointment, when anger, when stress comes knocking on your door. And we've all been through rough and tough times. You may be struggling financially, or you lost a family member or friend. This is where self-care comes in, and you need it in your arsenal, that it will help you manage your emotions. The second benefit of self-care is that it improves our productivity. You know, in this era we live, we think that the more we're doing, the more we're achieving. More work, more clients, more time, just more, more, more. And when we're stuck in this mindset of more, 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 we think we are doing more, but really the quality of our work then suffers, and we're not achieving our full potential. The third benefit of self-care is that it strengthens your immune system. When you're stressed, the body produces more cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And self-care will help us to manage that, because the more the body is producing this, it makes us more susceptible to illness and injury. And over time, we wear ourselves down. So we need to all put in place some self-care plan, which will cover our mental, our emotional, now physical needs. Things like going for a walk under the sunshine, especially when it's cold. The warmth from the glowing sun often makes us feel better. Looking at the green and the blue, the grassland and the ocean, they do good for our eyes and calm our body. Unplug for an hour. Switch everything to airplane mode. Disconnect from the technology. Bring yourself back to the basics. Build on your relationships, because, you know, in relationships, unfulfilled expectations is what damages relationships. So talk about that. People might fail you, but it's fine to let them know so that both can adjust. Take up a hobby, whether it's fishing, hunting, golfing, going for manicures, pedicures, etc. Over time, we have, as humans, continue to change. And we continue to evolve. And that is why we need to hang out with ourselves so that we become more familiar with who we really are.